AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Cuban officials and ordinary citizens alike are hailing the island's removal from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. They say the move by President Obama heals a decades-old insult to national pride and clears the way to restore diplomatic relations. But some Cuban Americans in Miami, like Rene Diaz, call the move an insult to the notion of liberty.
I believe that Obama is betraying a democracy and freedom, the things that we had, that the United States has stood for centuries.
Cuba will officially be removed from the terrorism list in 45 days. Lawmakers are set to approve a bill giving Congress a say on any nuclear deal with Iran. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee unanimously approved the compromise bill shortly after the White House conveyed the president's decision to sign it. Committee Chairman Bob Corker.
It forces the administration to bring to us every detail if there happens to be a final agreement. Every detail.
Both houses of Congress are now likely to pass the bill, which cleared the committee 19-0. Hillary Rodham Clinton on the campaign trail in Monticello, Iowa, told a community college roundtable that an effort must be made to level the playing field for average Americans.
We've got to build that opportunity structure once again so that everybody in this country, no matter who they are, where they come from, they feel again that they've got the same chance as anybody else.
An L.A. judge has ruled that the wife of former Clippers owner Donald Sterling is owed $2.6 million by a woman her husband showered with gifts. Shelley Sterling had claimed that money used to buy V. Stiviano a house, luxury cars, and expensive gifts was her community property. Nokia says it's acquiring French telecom company Alcatel-Lucent through a public exchange offer in France and the U.S., the all-share transaction worth $16.5 billion. This is AP Radio News. Cities and water districts serving 19 million people in Southern California face smaller water deliveries this summer, under a plan approved by the region's water wholesaler in response to drought conditions. The Metropolitan Water District, which sells imported water to 24 local agencies, has voted to slash deliveries by 15%. Jeffrey Keitlinger is the district's general manager.
A lot of our economy that is based on usage of water. We have just come out of a tremendous recession in California, economic, and I wouldn't even say we've entirely come out of it.
Boston will mark the second anniversary of the 2013 marathon bombings Wednesday with a subdued remembrance that includes a moment of silence, the pealing of church bells, and a call for kindness. Mayor Marty Walsh and other officials will raise commemorative banners on Boylston Street. A moment of silence will mark the time the first of two bombs exploded near the finish line April 15, 2013. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.